Carlton, they've had a big job ahead of them this Saturday afternoon when they take on the Power at the MCG. Our next guest, Sam Rowe, has been a mainstay of the Carlton defence in recent years, and he joins us now. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sammy.
Our pleasure. Hey, it's been another challenging year for the Blues. How's the spirit and the morale amongst the group?
Oh, look, to be honest, the morale's really good. Look, we certainly haven't had the year we were after. We haven't won many games at all, but to be honest, we're sticking together really well, and that's something that we focused on after we, you know, saw the season wasn't going our way. So, look, the team's sticking together really well. We're still really focused, and we're doing everything we can to win games of footy. So that's still a focus.
We'll get back to that, Sammy. I want to start here. 300 game players: Bradley, Dool, Nichols, Silvani, and now Cade Simpson. He's a heart and soul player, sits comfortably as a Warrior with those guys. What a remarkable player. Tell us a bit about him.
He's one of the best players you could play with, one of the best teammates you could have. He, as you said, heart and soul, but he gives everything when every game of footy he plays, and that's why I think he's really well respected in the footy world, and I think because everyone can see how much effort he gives all the time, and he loves the place. We absolutely love Simo, and that's some pretty elite company he joins, you know, in the 300 club at Carlton. And we're really excited, really looking forward to this weekend's game for him.
And I'd nearly say pound for pound, as courageous a player as you've had down that club, and you've had some rippers. I grew up, played against Kenny Hunter, loved Kenny Hunter. He's in that mould. He will throw that little wiry body of his around anywhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He's about 65 kilos wet, I think, you know. And look, he does. I can picture numerous times he jumped in front of a key forward and saved my day. So, you know, that's the stuff that you know, really wins the respect of the teammates, isn't it?
Tell us about what you've done this week. Is you going to play a highlights package? Has there been extra players, blokes like Silvani or Dool or Bradley around the place? Anything different this week?
Yeah, we had a nice highlights package of him this morning. There was a few people from his past all, you know, putting in some comments, and it has been a big week for Simo. We're all wearing T-shirts with Simo 300 on it. You know, we're getting right around it. He doesn't really love the spotlight too much, to be honest, you know, but we're making the most of it for him.
Oh, if ever you're going to find inspiration, this will be the week too, because like Roe said, he's been an absolute
warrior.
Warrior, you name it. He's been a great teammate of everyone. It's interesting because whilst we talked about the year not going the way you'd like, you've had a bloke like Paddy Cripps who's been just amazing. There's been a number of games this year where he's got 10 out of 10 with the coaches' votes, even though your team's been soundly beaten. He's really stepped up.
Oh, he has. Look, he's you know, he's taking the captain mantle while Murph's been injured. He's had a fantastic year. You couldn't ask for much more. From himself, he's led that midfield from the front. We would like to get a bit more support there for him, but you know, you can't ask for anything more than what Cripps is providing at the moment.
And the other young gun was Kerno, Fair Dinkum. Well, they reckon his mark was like Jesselinko, you little beauty. Hadn't he come on?
He's going along nicely, Charlie, isn't he? He impacts games though, doesn't he? We really like what he's doing. He's got all the talent in the world, but he works really hard as well. So, you know, I really do see big things for Charlie in the future.
Your skipper back, Murph, is he back?
I think he's a fair chance. He trained today and he looked really good. I think he's a chance. I think the team's come out tonight. So I think he's a fair chance.
And Cruz, did he get up?
Cruz had a bit of a run today as well. So I'm not sure what they were going to do with Cruz. He had a bit of a train today as well, so I'll say that we'll see how he pulls up from that.
You secret squirrel, you. Now, Sammy, how's your knee? A great effort. You've got 9 games this year after the ACL.
Yeah, look, the knee's feeling really good. As far as an ACL recovery, it was almost as smooth as it could be. I was back playing within 10 months, and what's it been, 9 games back in the AFL this year so far. So, look, it feels really good. I don't think about it anymore. As far as, you know, everything goes there, it's sound.
And congratulations, you're closing in on 100 AFL games. I think you're on around 91. You're a mature age recruit. No, it's a credit to you. You'd be proud when you get your name on that locker, I reckon.
Oh, look, it will be. It's hopefully, I think if I play the rest of the year, I'll get it this year. Look, it's one of those personal milestones that you don't play for them, but you certainly I'll be proud of it when I get it.
You most likely line up on someone like a Charlie Dixon this week. He's a big, aggressive character. Yep. How do you tackle him? What's the plan of attack?
Oh, look, yeah, highly likely I'll be going past Charlie at some stage. So, look, he's really good in the contest. His contested marking's really strong. So, I'll be looking to take his timing away as much as possible, and try and keep him, keep his strength out of the game, and see if I can get involved, when we've got the ball in hand.
Tell us a bit about your coach, Brendan Bolton. I see him have a couple of cracks at a quarter time and a three quarter time address. For a little bloke, he can get that vein in his neck standing up, can't he?
Yeah, he can. I think everyone, I reckon he had this perception that he was just a nice guy for a while, but he's starting to show that, he certainly can give you a spray when we need it. But I really do admire Bolton as a coach. I think he's an absolute footy nut, which you need to be as a head coach. And I think he understands the game really well.
Yeah.
And I've always found that his messaging is easy to understand. So I think as a coach, that's such an important part of being a coach. So his message gets through pretty quickly. So, he does well.
Anyone can sail a yacht in a pond with no wind, but not everyone can when it's really windy, and he's doing that. You've only had one wind, Sam. That was a Neil Craigism. Now, Rowie would know that.
Sailing a yacht in a pond with no wind.
Anyone can do that. So in other words, the analogy is if you've got a good team, anyone can coach.
Yep.
It's when you don't have a good team or you're building that it is hard. So one win's just not, it just doesn't seem right for the games I've seen your team play, Sam, is what I'm trying to say.
No, well, that's sort of why I say MRL's pretty good. We feel like, in general, we're playing some all right footy. In the last month, I think, we had a really poor half against Freo. But we played well against, who did we have? Geelong we played well but lost. Sydney played well but lost. Last week played pretty well against Collingwood and lost. So we're not doing enough to win a game yet, and there's certainly some things that we're pretty clear on we need to sharpen up.
Yeah.
But, we're playing some reasonable footy at times, so we're certainly holding ourselves to, feeling pretty good about those parts.
Now, give us a bit of your personal stuff. You're married, you got a kid, where are you working, what are you studying, how's everything going, are you happy?
I'm happy. I got married late last year.
Good.
To a girl I found over in Adelaide while I was there.
Oh, and dragged her over to Victoria.
Dragged her over to Melbourne, yep.
Nothing like Adelaide girls, Sam. They are the best.
Exactly. But no, I'm a carpenter by trade and a licensed builder, so I get involved in the construction game in my spare time. So that's certainly what I'll be jumping into full-time once it finishes. But that's me, pretty much, in a nutshell.
So you're a chippy. You're on the tools.
Yeah, well, I had my 4 years playing Sandful before.
That's right,
At the Leggies, So I did an apprenticeship there. And I've since got my domestic building licence in Victoria. So I'm registered build someone's home if they give me a call.
Well, if you need a sparky, Bix is a sparky.
Well, there we go. We can make something work.
Yeah, and Rowie's a painter. We've got it all.
Any mug can swing a brush there, Sammy. Hey, Sam, we've loved your growth and development there. Good luck on closing in on that 100 games and this weekend. It's going to be a cracking game at the MCG versus Port. And, mate, keep it up and well done.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Good on you.